introduce yourself and tell us what you do here.
Well, my name is James Whitaker, and I've been in testing for a long time. I am currently an architect in Visual Studio Team Test, and we build and ship testing tools.
Okay. What did you do before joining Team Test?
Well, I've been in security for about 8 years. Worked in trustworthy computing for Microsoft for the last 2 years. Before that, I was a professor of computer science for 10 years.
Wow. So you've been doing this a while.
I've been doing this a while. My first test consulting gig was in 1989.
Wow. Back before we had to worry
the internet.
About
networks. Yeah, go ahead and say it. I'm old.
So where were you teaching?
Florida Tech, Melbourne, Florida. I trained software testers, which is kind of an odd thing for a professor to say because I was the only one that ever did it.
Sure.
I would like more to do it. So if you're a professor and you're watching, please teach testing.
Definitely. So what makes a good tester?
Well, that's hard to say. There's a lot of development and technical skills that certainly help a great deal. Inquisitiveness is very important. If you find a bug and you say, oh, a bug, you're probably not going to be a good tester. If you find a bug and say, a bug, you're going to be a good tester. So enthusiasm for breaking things is really important. And being able to break complicated things down into smaller steps, because it's usually those smaller steps and their sequencing that exposes the bug. So that's important.
So what are some of the things that you're working on now?
Working on a lot of things now. I spend a great deal of time thinking about why we're not doing as good a job as we should. I mean, it's 2008, for goodness sakes, and software still fails on a regular basis. No matter where I go to speak, I always ask the question, how many of you all use Microsoft software? And everybody raises their hand, of course. And I say, how many of you have experienced Microsoft software failing? And of course, it's the same number of people. I mean, and it's not just our software, it's all software. Software is known the world over as the weakest link. As someone who works in software, I find that very unsatisfying. I don't like it at all. So I want to do something about that. So I think about bugs. Every bug I see that comes from on all the bug aliases at Microsoft, I think about these things, and I ask the question, why? Why did this occur? Not from a development standpoint about what, the arrangement of the bits in the binary that caused the bug. I think about it in terms of why didn't we find it? How did this bug manage to hide? Through development, unit testing, code reviews, smoke tests, build tests, through to testing beta. This thing lasted. Why? What is it that's so difficult about this subject of software testing? A lot of cool answers come out of that. A lot of very specific technical things. We need to test this way. We need to test this way. I wrote a book about that a few years ago called How to Break Software that have all those technical things in it. But there's more to it. A lot of times the testers just don't have the information that they need to isolate the bug. They spend too much time sort of wandering around the GUI looking for bugs. And software's not that good at telling you that it's going to fail. It's much like going through a video game. Play a video game, where are the bad guys? Well, you spend a lot of time going through the paths of the video games looking for somebody to shoot. Whereas people who cheat at video games have mechanisms to isolate those bad guys. So all of a sudden, the bad guys will glow red when they get on the screen, so you see them earlier. Or you'll have a little cheating early warning system that bad guys about to be written to the screen.
Oh, yeah. I've played against those people online.
And it sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And it's totally unfair, isn't
it?
Because there you are, a normal user, using the game, mm-hmm. hoping to do well. And here is a cheater having all this additional information exposed to them that makes them so much more effective.
Yep.
Right? Exact same situation in testing. We have normal, ordinary users who are using the software. And there's no particular advantage in finding a bug. They're running user scenarios or doing it. Why is it that as testers, we have no advantage over the users? We have to wander the application, simulating these scenarios, hoping that a bug exposes. Why is it when, I've got the source code as a tester, I've got the spec, I've got the requirements documents, I've got I've got the entire test history. I know every test case that's ever run. I know every bug that's ever occurred in the application. Why isn't that information exposed to me while I'm testing? Mm-hmm. Just the same way the cheats are exposed to a cheater. Right? They get to see, okay, there's something hidden behind that bush, and if I go pick it up, maybe it's some kind of weapon, I have an advantage in the game. So why is it that, as a software tester, I don't know that there's a bug behind that control, or there's potentially a bug behind that control? Why is it that I can't go into a GUI, say, and hover over a text box and have the source code exposed to me, right? It just pops up. The data type of that text box, the value range, right? The acceptable minimum, maximum value range, maybe a list of all the values I've entered before or any other tester in my team has entered before.
Sure.
Why is it that I don't know, oh, there's been a code fix here, and there's been no testing since the code was fixed.
Or other bugs that came up on this particular component. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All of this information that's stored in all over our databases, and then testers have to work too hard to find. I want it exposed. Just like you expose the cheats in a video game.
Right.
So those sorts of things excite me. You know? Finding, discovering, this is the information I need to isolate the bug faster. And so that is success. I figured something out that I didn't know before. Now, my job as a tool builder is to take that information and expose it to testers so that they can do a better job. Teach them how to use this new technology.
Right. And you're part of the Visual Studio Team System team that's doing that, right?
That's right. Visual Studio Team Test, we call ourselves. And we're building these tools now.
Gotcha. So it sounds like, you know, good stuff. How far is this? 10 years away? Is this 5 years away that you're talking about?
If it's 10 years away, dude, this industry is in trouble. I mean, you think about... Just take yourself out of the industry for a second and make yourself a normal human being residing on planet Earth. You know, you get up in the morning, there's software in your coffee pot, there's software in your freaking toaster, there's software in your alarm clock, there's software in your car as you're driving to work, there's software in the traffic lights, you know, you come, you badge in at work, there's software in the entry system, there's software in the elevator. You know, by the time you manage to get yourself to work, hundreds of thousands more, millions of lines of code have already executed on your behalf. Your private information stored on hundreds, thousands of computers worldwide, and it's being processed all the time. It's being sent back and forth all the time using your credit card. You know, the electricity in the room, take software out of the equation, the lights don't come on.
Right.
You know, the water doesn't come out of the faucets. The food doesn't get to our grocery store shelves. If it's 10 years, we're in trouble because software fails. You know, every time I have, how many of you have experienced software failure? Doesn't matter the forum. It can be our new employee orientation, which I speak at every Monday. It can be a talk to a bunch of computer people. It can be sitting around a dinner table with friends. It can be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody experiences software failure. So software becomes more and more crucial and embedded into our lives. It needs to work. And the future, right? The people working on cures for cancer, it turns out they're using software, not just for their productivity, not just for their day-to-day tasks, but people are writing simulation applications for these people, and often using Visual Studio to compile them, to help them solve these problems, right? We want them to succeed. The people working on solutions to global climate change, they're using computer models and computer simulations, oftentimes compiled with our compilers running on our operating systems. I want those people to succeed. So 10 years is too late. 5 years is too late.
Right.
We need this stuff ASAP.
So what are some of the things that that testers can benefit from now? And what is Microsoft doing that you can, after watching this video, go check out?
So this is important because this isn't a uniquely Microsoft problem. I mean, you might say, okay, Microsoft and Cisco, you guys have large installed bases at very key parts of the network stack. So clearly, we have an obligation to our user bases to lead the way in this. But it's not just us. You know, lots of people write code on top of our platform. People write code on top of Cisco's platforms as well. There's a lot of important software out there, and a lot of people writing important software. So connecting with our third-party developers, and you know, just take Microsoft out of the equation. Anybody writing software are serving the same customers that we serve.
Sure.
We all have the same customers.
Sure.
We got to get it right. So we have this website that's exposed externally called the Tester Center on MSDN. And that is the way that we, one of the mechanisms, in fact, the newest mechanism, the mechanism many of us are most excited about, to talk to the external testing community and to help them. Because there's a lot of cool stuff going inside the walls of Microsoft. And I have this great job where I'm actually supposed to go around and meet testers, and get paid for this, see their cool tools, see their cool ideas. Hopefully I can build some of those into our tools. But in the meantime, we're exposing those ideas to external testers through the Tester Center. And it, you should try it out sometime. There's chalk talks on the whiteboard, and hard questions are asked to some of our top testers, and you get real answers.
Sure. So go buy a copy of your book.
Oh, well, thank you.
and then...
He said that, not me.
Great. Well, cool. So anything else you can share with us today? Or?
Well, I think, just in general, taking the importance of software quality to heart, mm-hmm. whether you're writing code, whether you're speccing it, whether you're designing it, whether you're architecting it, whether you're testing it, whether you're using it, this is very important. Software quality has never been more important than it is now, and it will grow in importance over the years. So everybody needs to pay attention to this and team up on this very important problem.
How do you know when you have a good software testing strategy in place? Let's say it's V1, so you don't have any user feedback yet necessarily.
Well, first of all, never assume that you do have a good software testing strategy in place. You always need to be looking for improvement. And there are some metrics out there that you can use to estimate defect density and how well you're doing. Those are probably not particularly good either, but get users involved early, very early, even at the idea stage, because they can give you feedback about what works for them, what doesn't work for them, and they find bugs naturally. So during the process of evaluating your stuff. So these bugs are really your key. How good are we at finding bugs like this? Clearly we're good at writing them, right? Because the bug just surfaced to a user. How good are we at finding these sorts of bugs in testing? And that's really the litmus test. If we as testers aren't as good at finding bugs as the users who are just using our software, we're in serious trouble. Mm-hmm. We need to be better, orders of magnitude better than the users at finding them. And so that's why I'm so excited about this idea of surfacing information to testers while they're testing, because right. I think that's the key to getting it right in the future.
Sounds great. Well, I know you can't show us a lot of what you're working on right now, but would it be okay if we came back in a few months and
absolutely
took a look what you're building?
Absolutely. Great. I love talking to testers, and even if it's over video, it's a good mechanism to do so. So you're welcome back anytime.
Awesome. Thanks, James.
Thank you.